Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Resistance to antibiotics. Not exactly a simple, easy to understand soundbite concept that the mainstream media is eager to cover. But nevertheless, it is an important development that could produce significant change around the world, and the change won't be positive. First of all, a quick definition. What are antibiotics? They are drugs. They treat bacteria-caused infections. They are a wonderful medical development which has saved lots of human lives. Think of penicillin. But the problem is that antibiotics are overused. As they are overused, bugs that are resistant to antibiotics spread. What is the greatest fear associated with this? A pandemic. How are antibiotics overused? First, by overprescribing them to humans. As the University of British Columbia's Dr. David Patrick observes, the average family doctor has a very busy office. If you have someone begging for antibiotics, it might not seem like a big deal. It's just one patient. The problem comes down the road for that patient or for someone else. They're also overused in agriculture. Think factory farms. Want to bring a chicken to slaughter in approximately 5 weeks? Give them antibiotics just to make sure they stay healthy. If you put pigs in a small space, they fight and hurt each other. Treat their wounds with antibiotics. In the United States, cattle, pigs, chicken, and turkey receive 80% of the antibiotics given. Yes, you heard that right, 80%. Why? As a prevention against illness and to fatten them up. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, can regulate the use of antibiotics in agriculture. But the agency doesn't do much. Yes, they recently restricted the use of cephalosporins in agriculture, but they refused to ban adding penicillin and tetracycline to animal feed. These are used more than cephalosporins. The FDA wants reform to be voluntary by the industry. Writing in The Atlantic recently, Dr. Robert S. Lawrence points out the dangers of the FDA not acting strongly enough. We know that infectious diseases will always be with us, and that they will evolve in ways that are often beyond our direct control. The rapid use of resistance is not one of these ways. It has resulted directly from the misuse of antibiotics, especially in animal agriculture. To slow the evolution of resistance and preserve the efficacy of antibiotics for current and future generations, we must ensure their responsible use. Dr. Lawrence has it right. Thanks for listening. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.